The JP shrugged his shoulders and led the way into his own chamber, which was a plainly furnished and commonplace room. As we moved across it in the direction of the window, Holmes fell back until he and I were the last of the group. Near the foot of the bed stood a dish of oranges and a carafe of water. As we passed it, Holmes, to my unutterable astonishment, leaned over in front of me and deliberately knocked the whole thing over. The glass smashed into 1,000 pieces, and the fruit rolled about into every corner of the room.
"You've done it now, Watson," said he coolly. "A pretty mess you've made of the carpet."
I stooped in some confusion and began to pick up the fruit. Understanding for some reason my companion desired me to take the blame upon myself. The others did the same and set the table on its legs again.
"Hallo!" cried the inspector. "Where's he got to?"
Holmes had disappeared.
"Wait here an instant," said young Alec Cunningham. "The fellow is off his head, in my opinion. Come with me, father, and see where he has got to."
They rushed out of the room, leaving the inspector, the colonel, and me staring at each other.
"Upon my word, I am inclined to agree with Master Alec," said the official. "It may be the effect of this illness, but it seems to me that..."